Welcome to the Incredible Bank Podcast. On this episode, we're visiting with the President and CEO, Todd Nagel, about the success the Incredible Bank has had dealing with COVID-19.
The words success and pandemic don't seem to go well together. However, I think that the teams at Incredible Bank rose to the occasion, and immediately we had our COO actually saw it was coming and got ahead of the game and started to get, you know, what I would call pandemic preparedness going for us. And then the Payment Protection Program came out, which I believe is one of the best government programs I've seen in my career. And, of course, the product didn't exist. There wasn't guidance. There was no software. There was no underwriting. So our wonderful team here stood up a process, got together with a software developer, and next thing you know, we were doing payment protection loans. At the end of the day, we helped out 1,417 small businesses keep a bunch of people employed, and that gave us great pride, and of course, it certainly helped the small businesses.
Is it safe to say that the work your team did with a program that had never existed before helped some businesses stay in business that might have gone out of business otherwise?
Yeah, without question. We actually started up a couple of businesses that had closed down and laid people off because they couldn't afford to keep them working. So our team has been able to share some of these success stories of people reopening their businesses, rehiring people, putting them back to work. And, you know, that's probably the greatest thing about our job is watching people's dreams come true. And a lot of people's dreams were crushed, and we were able to help them come back. So it's been very rewarding for all of our employees here.
COVID-19 has proven that community banks, like the Incredible Bank, are an indispensable partner with small businesses, which are the backbone of the American economy. Tell us about that.
Without question, you know, the smaller community banks, mid-sized banks can stand up something like this quicker. You know, we have less people. We can get together faster. We're more nimble. And then, of course, we're doing most of the small business lending in the country anyway. So I think community banks were outstanding, and we certainly made a difference, and it gave us a lot of confidence going into the future. And, you know, if nothing else, we made contact with every single one of our small business customers. So, it's just fun to be involved with that.
As a leader, what has been the greatest lesson for you about what people need at a challenging time like this?
My greatest lesson is you have to give people hope. You have to continue to give people hope. And this pandemic, unfortunately, because it's unprecedented, we all hate that word, it's hard to give people hope because people want a certain date that this starts and this stops and we can do this and we can do that. And unfortunately, there's no game plan. Same thing happened in our business model. We did not have a business model to stand up a program that did more loans in 30 days than we did in an entire year of our business. But I just gave people hope and said, hey, if we band together, if we work together, we can actually make a difference in people's lives. And when they started making a difference in people's lives, they started motivating themselves. And our staff was working 7 days a week, 12 to 16 hours a day to get all these loans done to our small business. So mine is a message of hope. I think you always have to have hope. You have something to strive for. And that makes the days go quicker.
Incredible customer experiences don't stop, even during these difficult times. Follow us on social media and keep up to date with all the information during COVID-19 and after at incrediblebank.com. And if your bank is not incredible, contact us today. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon.